我们一生的时候是我们每一天的一点时候加起来的。
For a time on this land is basically every day that is added together.
许多人愿意寻找人生的价值和意义。
A lot of people spend this time to look for the purpose in life.
他们跟随世界的潮流在走。
And then they walk in the float of the world.
但是我们许多的时候在世界浮浮沉沉。
But a lot of times we go up and down in this world.
至终我们发现我们浪费时间比有价值的时间多。
And then at the end we'll find out that we have wasted more time than the valuable time.
我们的神不愿意我们在世界浮沉。
And our God does not want us to go up and down in this world.
他愿意我们每一天利用一点的时候来得着永远的价值。
And he asks us to do every day use a little while to receive this internal purpose.
我们的神把最好的在基督里头已经预备了要赐给我们。
For God has already prepared the best in his son for us.
但是许多时候我们忽略了我们今天一点的时候我们就失去了永远的价值。
But a lot of times we have ignored this little while so we will never receive the eternity.
全本圣经里头主给我们看见的三件事情。
In the whole Bible, God has showed us three things.
在基督里头，神要赐给我们三件事情。
And in Christ, we are supposed to receive three things.
一个就是对的关系。
And the first one is to have this right relationship.
一个就是良善的生命。
And the second one is to have a pure life.
第三个就是照着神旨意的侍奉。
And then the third one is to following his purpose to serve.
在基督里这个关系生命跟侍奉是我们必须要每一天注意的事情。
So in Christ, the relationship, our life, and to serve should be the three things that we pay attention to every day.
所有的人长了一个时候都有一点的知识。
For a lot of people, when you grow up, you gain a little knowledge.
我们慢慢的都会晓得我们的关系是何等的重要。
And then slowly, you will recognize how important a relationship is.
然后我们发现我们的生命有一个限制。
But then later on you find out that our life is bounded.
所以我们的生命的光景非常重要。
So that we should pay a lot of attention to the condition of our life.
然后到底我们每一天所做的是侍奉的目的是什么？
And then what is our purpose of every day? Are we serving?
所以神愿意我们在基督里头学会怎样面对这三件事。
So God wants us to learn from Christ how to deal with these three things.
我们晓得我们能够服侍是因为主把生命赐给我们。
We know that we can serve because we have given the life of Christ.
要我们能够接受主的生命，主必须要成就一件叫我们与神和好的事情。
In order to receive Christ's life, we have to reconcile our relationship with God.
所以神一直的工作就是在这三方面要来得着我们。
So God has always been working in these three things.
我们今天要集中专注来看的一件事情叫侍奉。
So today we're going to focus again on consecration or to service.
上个礼拜我们说到仆人的侍奉就是引人归主的侍奉。
And last week we talked aboutthe consecration of a servant is to bring the others in Christ.
今天我们要来看神家儿女的侍奉就是与主同住的侍奉。
And today we're going to look at the consecration of a son, which is the abiding service in God.
在圣经里头，如果我们把它一切二，我们也看很清楚的看见有这两部分。
And then if we cut the Bible in half, you will clearly see that there are two parts in this message.
在施洗约翰跟主耶稣来之前的那一段都是仆人的侍奉。
Before John the Baptist and the coming of Christ, it was the consecration of a servant.
施洗约翰到耶稣之后，所有的都是仆人的侍奉，加上儿女的侍奉。
But from John the Baptist and Christ and on, it has become not only the consecration of the servant, but also the abiding service in God.
在基督里的启示永远是逐渐扩大的。
Because revelation of Christ is always in progress.
主把一个真实的启示赐给教会。
For God has given us a purpose to the church.
我们每一个人从一得救的那一天，我们就得着启示。
So on the day that you are saved, you have received this revelation.
我们都知道耶稣是主。
For you know that Christ is our Lord.
是我们生命的救主。
And Christ is our Savior.
在认识这个认识的里面，要逐渐的对神有一个扩大的认识。
And then through knowing Christ, we will progressively know more and more.
在圣经里头，我们先看见什么叫做仆人的侍奉。
So in the Bible, we will first learn that what is the consecration of a servant.
然后主要增加我们对他的认识。
And then Lord will give us more and more knowledge.
仆人的侍奉很简单，我们都是因为有人传福音，由神的仆人来到我们的当中，给我们传福音。
The servant's consecration is very simple. It's a servant who gives you the gospel of this Christ and you became a believer.
叫我们听见福音，然后认识耶稣基督。
So that now you have heard the gospel, you will know Christ.
但是认识不是最大的目的。
But then to know is not the internal purpose.
主的启示还要逐渐的扩大。
Because God's revelation is in progress.
认识是心里的事，头脑里头的事。
Because to know is only simply your heart and your brain.
主还有一个更深的认识，要再借着他的启示来让我们得着。
But then God's revelation is more.
这个必须要是主观的来经历它。
For that you have to experience it firsthand.
圣经说这种认识叫做真认识。
And then the Bible will call this the true recognizing.
仆人的侍奉叫我们领受就可以了。
Because the servant's consecration is simply to receive.
当然有一天主的启示在我们里头扩大。
But then this revelation will grow in you.
叫我们认识什么叫做儿女的侍奉。
So that now you will know what is the consecration of a son.
然后我们也学着来侍奉神。
So that now you will learn to serve.
在这个服侍主的过程里头
and it is through your service,
我们就要真认识他
then you will know Christ more and more.
所以今天我们要来认识神儿女的侍奉是基础在于有人把侍奉放把启示放在我们里面
So the base on your service will be from the consecration of a servant who is the one that gives you this gospel in the first hand.
圣经里头最大的仆人就是圣灵
The greatest servant in the Bible is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵一直来服侍神的旨意，把耶稣基督启示在人的里面。
For the Holy Spirit always has this message of Christ, and He is the one that gives you the gospel and the message of Christ.
今天我们得着圣灵住在我们的里面。
So today now we have received this Holy Spirit to abide in us.
圣灵也要带领我们认识什么叫做做儿女的侍奉。
And then this Holy Spirit will always lead us to learn this consecration of a son.
好叫我们什么时候愿意顺服圣灵
So that whenever we become obedient to the old Holy Spirit,
什么时候我们就好像神的儿女一样来服侍主
then it is at that time you will serve as a son.
所以仆人与儿女侍奉有一个对比
So there is a difference between the consecration of a servant and a son.
仆人的侍奉是要引人归主
The consecration of a servant is to bring others to Christ.
但是如果人真的归了主的之后
But if someone has truly met Christ,
所有的人都变成神的儿女
then all the people will become sons and daughters.
然后有一些儿女慢慢成熟了之后
and then slowly the sons and daughters will grow up.
他们也愿意接受神的使命
then they will receive the commission from Christ.
那这个叫做儿女变成主的仆人来侍奉他。
So now that the son and daughters will become servant to serve God.
所以今天在新约的教会里面
So today in the church in the New Testament,
所有刚得救的神的儿女都可以来侍奉他。
All the sons and daughters of God can serve him.
但是当神的儿女慢慢成熟了之后
But now when the sons and daughters become more mature,
我们也愿意真心的把自己完全交给他。
I hope that you will be willing to give yourself wholly to God.
然后我们就愿意好像仆人一样在神的家中服侍主。
So that now in his household, you will serve him as a servant.
每一个刚得救就是神的儿女。
For everyone who has believed is now sons and daughters.
但是有一天当我们体贴神的心肠
And one day if you know his purpose,
我们认识神的旨意是最好的旨意。
And when you recognize that his purpose is the best purpose of all,
然后我们就甘愿做神的奴仆。
Then now you are willing to be his servant.
都是神的恩典。
Because this is all through his grace.
叫我们不是靠自己来侍奉神。
So that we are not counting on our own might to serve him.
而是因为神住在我们的里面。
But it is through Christ who is abiding in us.
他叫我们与神和好。
So that we could be reconciled with God.
他改变了我们的生命。
So that now he has changed your life.
叫我们的生活就是可以来侍奉神的生活。
So that our life could become a life of service.
所以主第一个要得着的是我们生命形象样式的侍奉。
So the first thing God wants from us is for our likeness and our image to be like him.
叫我们能够服侍主 尊主为大。
So that we could serve him and treat him as the greatest.
主如果真的得着我们做他的儿女。
So now if we are truly the sons and daughters of God.
我们知道儿女的侍奉跟仆人的侍奉有一个很大的不一样。
Then we'll find out that there's a distinction between the consecration of the son and the consecration of the servant.
仆人的侍奉只要遵着主人的意思去行就是了。
For the consecration of servant is basically just the will of the master.
神儿女的侍奉有一个非常奇妙的托付。
But then the consecration of the son also has this marvelous aspect.
因为父神的家中盼望每一个儿女都能够生养。
Because in his household, he want all his sons and daughters to be able to reproduce.
仆人是主呼召的。
For the servants are called up on.
儿女是神生养的。
But then the sons and daughters share the same life as God.
我们都是神。圣灵生在教会里面的儿女。
For we are the sons and daughters from the Holy Spirit in this church.
所以只要我们认识这个生命已经在我们里头。
So if you recognize that you now have this new life.
每一个神的儿女最基础的侍奉就是传福音。
Then your basic service will be to spread this gospel.
我们当我们遵主的吩咐出去传福音，我们就是在侍奉主。
And now if you are through his name to serve him by spreading the gospel, then now you are doing his work.
啊，我们就在神的家中为主来生养。
So now that means that in his household, now you are getting more children.
啊，我们的神的家中就满了生气，喜气洋洋。
So now that in his household there will be new, full of new life.
所以上个礼拜我们说到仆人的侍奉。
So last week we talked about the consecration of the servant.
讲完之后，我觉得好像反应不太大。
But then after that, I did not feel there is a lot of response from y'all.
很多人觉得，哎呀，在今天新约里头，好像一天到晚好像讲奴仆的侍奉，好像不够尊贵。
Maybe in the New Testament, now we're more than just a servant.
但是在另外一方面，我在信心的里头摸到主的一点心意。
But then on the other hand, I also have this feeling from the Spirit.
主说这个是我的旨意。
And God said, this is my purpose.
不是每一个人都懂。
Maybe not everyone will understand.
但是不懂我们还是要这样说。
But then even if you don't understand, I have to keep on giving you the message.
因为神的旨意不改变。
Because his purpose is never changing.
有一天在讲台里头一直传这个信息。
And we have to spread this same message over and over again.
神的儿女渐渐成熟，一定会懂的。
Then the sons and daughters, when they become more mature, they will understand it one day.
所以不懂是因为我们在生命上还没有领会这件事。
And if you don't understand, maybe you are not mature enough.
但是我告诉大家。
But then I tell you this.
当教会有要传福音的时候。
When the church has to spread the gospel.
只要每一个神的儿女都顺服去传福音。
And if everyone is obedient to spread this gospel.
在侍奉的里头我们就会懂得神的旨意。
Then through this service, you will receive his purpose.
第二种的侍奉。
And the second type of consecration.
也是我们今天要强调的侍奉。
Which is the one that we're going to talk about today.
就是在家里与主同侍奉。
Which is the abiding service in God in his household.
我们知道在神的家里面。
We know that in his household.
有些人是当儿女的。
Some of us are the sons and daughters.
有些人是当仆人的。
And some of us are the servants.
那儿女是强调是他们的生活。
And to be a son or a daughter means that you have to live a life.
仆人是强调神的旨意通行。
And to be a servant, you have to serve the purpose of the master.
当神家的儿女还幼小的时候。
And when the sons and daughters are still young,
好像仆人比儿女还大。
Then you will see that maybe the servant has more responsibilities than the sons.
但是这个不是神的目的。
But that is not the purpose of God.
仆人永远要尊那个神家儿女为大。
Because the servant has to treat the sons and daughters as the master.
但是当儿女还没有成熟的时候。
But then now if the sons and daughters are still young.
我们的父神愿意把他的儿女交给他的仆人。
Then God is willing to put his sons and daughters in the servant's hands.
叫仆人引导这些儿女长大。
So that the servants could give the sons and daughters more.
到有一天神的儿女真实的成熟的时候。
And one day when the sons and daughters grow up.
神要把他的仆人带出去，要去另外一个地方做工。
Then God will lead his servant to go to another household to serve.
所以仆人不永远住在神的家中。
So that the servant does not stay in one household forever.
真实成熟的儿女一定做主的仆人。
Because the sons and daughters will grow up and become a servant.
但是这一种出去不是犹大。
But then, this leaving of the household is not wandering.
不是说这个教会不怎么样, 我去另外一个教会的那种游荡。
It's not saying that you're leaving one church to go to another place for just wandering.
而是我在这个教会被栽培了，成熟了。
But it is that now you have become, you have treated this church as mature.
现在我明白神的旨意, 得着主的呼召,
and now that I have been mature and I received this calling,
主要差遣我出去做他的工,
and now God is sending me to another place to work.
去另外一个地方培养那些幼小神的儿女,
to go to another household to look after the sons and daughters of
another
place.
但是今天我们要注意的是, 我们教会里面怎么样一起同住, 来学习侍奉。
But today what we have to learn about is how the sons and daughters and the servant can be together in one household.
还有一个侍奉是我们以后慢慢要讲的。
And there's one more service that we're going to talk about later on.
那个是国度里面生命膏油的侍奉。
And which is the consecration of the kingdom in the anointed oil.
啊, 这个是要我们得着一点力量我们才能够往下讲。
But then these we will talk later on.
所以从一个得救的生命到神家里,
so from saved a new life to into his household,
到神的国,
from his household to his
是一个渐进的,
kingdom,
往前,
these three steps comes in progress.
今天我们要来看怎么样知道神的使命和呼召。
So today we're going to learn how to receive his purpose and commission.
我们知道神愿意我们认识基督。
Because we know that God wants us to know Christ.
所以神造了万事万物都是要彰显基督。
So that all the creation in this land is to manifest God's glory.
神如果人不要基督, 他就对神的旨意一无认识。
And if people are not to receive Christ, then they will have no idea what God's willing is.
神造了人叫亚当, 放他在伊甸园。
For God has created Adam and put him into the Garden of Eden.
神给他一个生命的, 生命, 一个生活的侍奉, 一个旨意的侍奉。
And God gave Adam one purpose in his life.
A purpose in his living, a purpose in his service. 生活的侍奉叫他生养众多, 遍满全地。
And the purpose of his living is to reproduce and populate this land.
叫他在神的旨意的侍奉是叫他修理神的, 伊甸园, 叫他看守神的伊甸园。
And then Adam's his purpose, his other purpose is to keep watch of the Garden of Eden.
很可惜,
unfortunately,
亚当在看守这件事情失败了。
Adam failed to keep watch of the garden.
在神的教会也是一样。
And in his church and his household is the same.
如果我们一起在学习服事主的, 时候,
when we are together, we're learning his purpose.
我们没有把神的门, 神家的门看守好。
And if we are not watching on the doorway,
仇敌随意进出,
and if the enemy could easily come in and out,
闲杂人随意进出,
and if the strangers could easily come in and out,
可能进来的人很多, 但是出去的人也不少,
then maybe a lot of people would come in, but a lot of people would always go out.
原因只有一个,
and there is only one reason.
因为我们失职, 我们没有把神家的门看守好。
And it is because we have failed to keep watch of his door.
我们发现神的话里头都已经说了。
We should know that in his word he has already said.
今天我们要学习认识神的使命, 照着他的旨意来侍奉。
Today that we should learn from his commission and purpose so that we could learn to serve.
教会的招待都非常重要。
And it is important to be the usher in this church.
在会里头慢慢盼望有一些配搭的侍奉。
And then we hope that all the servants in the church could cooperate.
每一个侍奉都是那么样的重要。
Because each service has its importance.
离开了基督的侍奉都不是真的侍奉。
But then if your service is not based up on Christ, then it's not a service.
人很容易的就从神的旨意堕落下来。
But it is very simple to detach from his purpose.
两个人在一起侍奉, 一个人在神的旨意中, 一个人只是在表面做事。
And if two people are serving together, it is likely that one is serving in his purpose, and the other one is just serving in service.
今天我们要学习怎么样认识看守。
So today we have to learn to keep watch.
亚伯的侍奉是牧养跟献祭。
And the purpose of Abel is to offer and sacrifice.
当人失败了。
And when people fail.
人可以把它改好吗？
Can people do something to correct their
wrong? 人可以用方法把自己改良吗?
Is there something that we could do to make us better?
亚伯看见不可以。
And Abel finds out that we couldn't.
罪人改来改去, 做的事情都是从罪里头出来的。
Whatever the sinners do is still coming from sin.
亚伯看见来到神面前, 现在只有一条路。
So Abel sees that there's only one way to come to God.
那个时代的人还不吃肉。
And at that time, the people did not eat meat.
亚伯看见若不靠着宝血来不到神的面前。
So Abel sees that it is through blood that we could come to God.
所以当人失职的时候, 我们感谢主, 开了一条鲜活的道路。
So now that when people fail, God has opened up a new path.
现在靠着羔羊的献祭, 我们可以来到神面前。
So now that through the sacrifice of the lamb, we could come to God.
到以诺的那个时候,
but now we come to the age of Enoch.
他能够学习在生养儿女的时候与神同行。
We learned that when we are populating this land, we could walk together with God.
到挪亚的那个时候,
and when we come to the age of Noah,
我们看见他遵守神的话, 他建造方舟, 与神同住,
and we knew that Noah built the ark so that he could be abiding together with Christ.
所以到以诺跟挪亚的那个时代,
so now in the age of Enoch and Noah,
我们看见神的旨意教导我们要与神同行, 与神同住,
we see that now God's purpose is as to walk together and to bind together with him.
今天我们要在神的旨意上面能够做看守的人, 也能够认识宝血的价值。
So now that we have to keep watch of his household and we have to learn to sacrifice and offer.
但是神的旨意还是往前。
But then now his purpose is still progressing.
真认识了那个, 我们就开始与神同行, 与神同住。
And now that you have gone step one down, now you will walk together and bind together.
我们从两个礼拜前, 教会就开始了一个 在礼拜五有一个新的追求。
So 2 weeks ago on a Friday, we started reading a new book.
我们一同来学习怎么叫做住在基督的里面。
And then this book is talking about how to abide together in Christ.
住在基督里与神同行与神同住。
And how to abide with Christ so that we will walk together and live together.
然后来到第三个时代。
So now that we have come to the third age,
我们很笼统地称它为一个世代。
We could basically call them each age.
亚伯拉罕的时代叫做因信称义领受应许。
For now the age of Abraham is to through faith we could become righteous.
摩西的那个时代叫做分别为圣领受神的命令。
And then in the age of Moses, we have the giving of the laws.
亚伯拉罕领受应许叫我们得着神的公义。
In the age of Abraham, now if we have faith, we could become righteous.
我们被分别为圣,在神的面前领受他的话语,叫我们得着圣洁的生命。
So that now that we have become righteous, we could claim his works and we could become holy.
我们看见神的旨意仍然在往前。
And then we could see that God's purpose does not stop there and is still progressing.
然后我们看见在圣经里头最大的分水岭。
Then now we have see the biggest separation in the Bible.
就是施洗约翰跟主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
Which is when John the Baptist and Christ comes so that the works has become flesh.
施洗约翰带来叫人回转赦罪的认识。
Now John the Baptist came so that we could learn about repentance.
因信称义是我们每天都要进入的事实。
For that we have to learn the reality of by faith we could become righteous.
圣洁侍奉是我们每一个人都应该有的光景。
And to be holy and to serve should be the condition of every one of us.
但是许多的时候我们的生命还够不上。
But a lot of times our life has failed.
我们常常还是那么样的无知不顺服。
For at times and times we are still not obedient.
所以施洗约翰来了要唤醒我们这个世代。
So that John the Baptist came so that we could be awakened.
叫人认识只要我们回转神都可以赦免。
So that we will know that whenever we choose to repent, then we will be forgiven.
然后他把真实人能够够得上的生命赐给我们。
And now he came to give us a life that we could claim.
乃是借着耶稣基督道成肉身的生命。
And now this life is coming from Christ when his words became flesh.
所以有耶稣基督就有了一切。
So that after Christ Jesus came, everything can be completed.
前面所有的君王祭司先知的侍奉。
for all the service from the kings and the Lord in the Old Testament,
叫我们对基督有一点认识，有一点渴慕,
and all their service is to prepare us and let us know the work of Christ.
但是直到耶稣基督道成了肉身来到世上,
but not until when Jesus came, when his work became flesh,
人要把他接受到心里头的时候,
and then at that time, people need to receive him into their heart.
这个我们的生命才有奇妙的大改变。
Not until then, your life will change.
在这个新的生命里头,
and it is in this new life,
侍奉跟我们的生活就成了一件事情。
Then your service and your life will become one.
在这个新的时代, 仆人跟儿女也是同一个从基督里长出来的生命。
So now that in this new age, the servant and the son and daughters share the same life with the master.
所以我们看见施洗约翰是一个转换世代的人。
So that we could see that John is a key person in the changing of the ages.
他的使命是叫人回转。
Because his purpose is to ask us to repent, is to command us to repent.
不是90度。 270度, 更不是360度,
not a turning of 90 degrees, 270 degrees, or 360 degrees.
而是只有一个位置, 180度的转向基督,
but then there is only one direction of changing, which is to change 180 degrees.
当我们真的转向基督,
and when you truly turn and turn to work Christ,
神的生命就把耶稣基督的宝座设立在我们里面,
and now then, Christ will set his throne in you.
这个是我们以后慢慢要讲的。
And this is something that we will learn later on.
就是教会的使命和我们对国度的认识。
Which is the church purpose and also the purpose of the kingdom.
那一个是崭新的侍奉。
Because that is now a new service.
是从前所有神的仆人都只能远远看却不能有份的事情。
And this new service is the service that no one from before could have done before.
今天神的儿女是最蒙福的儿女。
Because now the sons and daughters of God are the blessed children.
但是因为我们是神的儿女。
And also it is because we are his children.
所以撒旦神的仇敌攻击他的儿女的事情特别多。
So that we will receive a lot of attack from our enemy, who is Satan.
仇敌不愿意我们在主面前过生活来侍奉神。
Because our enemy does not want us to live Christ's life.
所以在基督徒的当中,
so that now in all the Christians,
引起最大的分裂就是我们的侍奉。
It is how we service that separates a lot of Christians.
仇敌常常借着一个人的想法,
Because the enemy is very good at using
his
mind, or using the service of a different church,
and
it is through the difference in service in different church, he will create separation
among us.
A lot of people want to serve, but then if that person does not know God's purpose, and if that person does not know God's purpose in his age, so now that this person will introduce his own method of surfacing, but then if this method does not come from Christ, then it will just create separation within the church.
所以今天我们要好好的来认识什么叫做在神家中的侍奉。
So today, I hope that we will learn what is this correct method to serve.
请我们读约翰福音3章24到30节。
Let's go into John chapter 3, 24 through 30.
如果手上没有圣经的，请举一下手，招待的可以给你递一本。
And if you don't possess a Bible, we could provide one to you.
约翰福音3章24到30节。
John chapter 3, 24 through 30.
我们一起来念。
Let's read.
那时，约翰还没有下在监里，约翰的门徒和一个犹太人辩论洁净的礼，就来见约翰，说：“拉比，从前同你在约旦河外，你所见证的那位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。”约翰说：“若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。” 我曾说我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的，你们自己可以给我做见证。 娶新妇的就是新郎
the of the bride,
新郎的朋友站着
him,
听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐故此我这喜乐满足了他必兴旺我必衰微我们再念最后一节他必兴旺我必衰微施洗约翰是转换时代的人物
For John the Baptist is a key person in the changing of the ages
施洗约翰来了就结束单独个人的侍奉
And when John the Baptist came he ended the individual consecration of a servant
他引进了耶稣基督来到地上
And he has brought Christ onto this land
耶稣基督是儿子来侍奉人
And now Christ comes as a son to serve
如果儿子的侍奉不成功
And if this service of a son failed,
那我们永远是单独的个人在侍奉神。
And if he failed, then now we have only been serving individually.
感谢神，耶稣基督的救恩成就了。
But then thanks the Lord, Christ, a consecration has been successful.
从此就没有个人的侍奉。
So then from then on, there is no more individual service.
施洗约翰说，主必兴旺，我必衰微。
For John the Baptist said, he must increase, but I must decrease.
从今以后，所有的己都要在主基督的里面消逝。
And from now on, there is no more individual in Christ.
叫我们出来的是一个新人，是一个团体的人。
So then now this new body comes, which is a corporation of all the saints.
在基督里没有个人的侍奉。
So now in Christ, there's no more individual.
主要得着的一个是儿女的侍奉。
For God wants this consecration of the children.
那一天在约旦河边有人来谈论施洗约翰的洗礼。
So on that one day, there are people that came to John and want to talk about the Jordan River.
到底施洗约翰做了什么他那么样的有能力。
What has John the Baptist done so that he is so powerful?
因为施洗约翰是在见证基督。
Because John the Baptist is testifying for Christ.
他不是传自己的职分。
For he is not spreading the news for himself.
他也没有一个特别的看见。
And even though he does not have a special vision.
他只有一个看见就是要来的基督。
But then he only has one vision, which is the coming of Christ.
今天这个看见已经在全地上那么样的普遍。
So now that his vision has become the vision of all.
但是在那个时候，没有人认识基督。
But at that time, no one has that vision yet.
施洗约翰何等的孤单啊。
And John was serving alone.
他说，要回转，因为天国近了。
So he said, you have to repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
人问他你是什么？
So people asked him, who are you?
他说我只是一个声音。
Then he said, I am only a voice.
一个单独个人的声音。
A voice that is serving alone.
他说我来是为了预备主的道路，修直他的道路。
And he also said that I only came to prepare the way for the one that is to come.
有人在那个耶稣的约翰的呼喊里头有对神儿子的一个渴慕。
So at that time, some people heard his voice and calling, and then they have this longing for Christ.
感谢神把一个极大的能力赐给施洗约翰。
So thank you, Lord, he has given this great power to John the Baptist.
一个主的仆人有一个最大的能力是叫人回转的能力。
Because as a servant, we have this power, which is to ask people to come to Christ.
是能够叫人看见基督的能力。
For so that the people could come and see the power of Christ.
真实的仆人不是要高举自己，是叫基督让众人看见。
For a real servant is not to proclaim his power, but to proclaim Christ's position.
所以有人来谈，那个约翰的门徒跟犹太人在谈论到底这个那个敬礼是什么意义。
So when the disciples of John and some of the Jews talk about this baptism.
那我们要很清楚地认识这一个。
Then we have to understand more about this.
施洗约翰的那个洗礼是叫人回转得赦罪之恩。
So we have to know that John's baptism is for repentance, so people could know Christ.
但是大前提是真实的回转。
But then the origin of this is repentance.
当施洗约翰独自站在约旦河里头呼喊的时候
，When John the Baptist stood alone in the Jordan River and he proclaimed，
有许多的人真实回转来到神面前。
A lot of people repent and came to Christ。
但是也有许多人是凑热闹的来到约旦河的里面。
But also there's a lot of people are just gathering around。
所以在马太福音三章那里告诉我们
，So in Matthew chapter 3，
在那个时候呢，有些法利赛人跟撒都盖人他们也来了。
At that time, there are some Pharisees that came along as well.
大伙都去施洗约翰那里受洗，那么样的热闹的活动，我们怎能不去呢？
Because now that a lot have gathered around the Jordan River, they wanted to see what this gathering is about.
大伙去的都是真实回转的。
For some people, a lot of people came to be repented.
法利赛人文士去是凑热闹的。
But then the Pharisee and the other people came just together.
所以不是每一个受浸的人都真实回转。
For so that not everyone who is baptized are truly repented.
所以圣经给我们的教导不是受浸得救。
So that from the Bible, it doesn't say that if you are baptized, then you are saved.
是因信神的儿子而得救。
But it says that it is through your faith and believing you are saved.
那一天这些主就直接的对法利赛人跟撒都盖人说。
So on one that day, Christ told the Pharisee this.
毒蛇的种类。
The descendants of the serpent.
谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
Who has given you the power to avoid the rage from the later age?
主耶稣也真不够客气。
For Christ did not save them faith.
哎呀，人家已经来到你面前了，好像有一点愿意悔改的心。
For the Pharisees and the other people have come just together.
你温柔一点，用爱一点，那人家就不是真实回转了吗？
And why don't you treat them a little more nicely so that they could repent?
那如果我们的感觉是对的话，
And if you have this feeling,
主就是错的。
Then Christ was wrong.
如果主耶稣讲的话是对的话，
But if Christ was right,
那我们的感觉就是错的。
Then our feeling was wrong.
主看见人的心。
For Christ knows what we are thinking.
他一看就分辨出来，有一些是真悔改，有一些是假悔改。
And he could distinguish very easily who is truly saved and who is not.
施洗约翰他能够站在这样子的一个地位，坚持宣告神，见证基督。
For John the Baptist is willing to stand alone in the Jordan River to proclaim the power of God.
难怪他最后的结果也是杀头。
His consequences was he was beheaded.
但是基督见为他做见证。
But he has become a testimony of Christ.
但是在基督为他做见证之前，我们再来说施洗约翰是见证基督。
But before Christ has become his testimony, he was a testimony for Christ.
所以他说我的洗礼也不怎么样。
So then John said that his baptism was not the greatest.
因为我的洗礼只是用水洗人。
Because my baptism is only
using water to cleanse. 神的儿子来，他要用圣灵给人施浸。
And I was only water to cleanse. Now God is going to come use his Holy Spirit to baptize.
他用水洗人只能够表面上来接纳这些人。
For baptism is only external.
但是水的洗礼有一个不完全的地方。
And there is one thing that the baptism of water is lacking.
因为不能进到人的里面。
Because this water could never get inside a person.
所以过去在教会里头许许多多的时候，有些人是真回转而得救的。
A lot of people are truly repented and come to Christ.
有些人来了受了浸礼，从来不去教会的。
A lot of people been baptized, but they never come to church no more.
那我们今天要为神家做一个看守的工作。
So now we have to watch the door in his household.
我们要真认识主的旨意。
So for we will want to know the true purpose of God.
受浸不是件马虎的事。
Because to be baptized is not a very little thing.
如果我们进了这些人没有真实得救的话。
And if the people that are baptized did not truly receive the saving.
我们第一个就是偏行了几路。
Then now we walk our own path.
我们用我们的感觉胜过神的旨意，那是犯大罪。
And now we're counting on our feelings, then listening to his purpose.
施洗约翰是要自己衰微，主兴旺。
For John the Baptist want to spread his kingdom.
所以他说我不是基督。
So that he said, I am not the Christ.
是奉差遣在他前面的。
But I'm only sent before him.
当人告诉他你的门徒有许那个主耶稣也在施洗，他进的人比你还多。
So when people told him that now Jesus is baptizing more people than you did.
施洗约翰一点都不紧张。
And then John the Baptist was not angry.
怎么我的教会人越来越少呢？
And then John never said that how come my church and less
people now? 怎么耶稣基督的教会人越来越多呢？
And how come Jesus' disciples has become more and more?
没关系，没关系。
It really doesn't matter.
他怎么说的呢？
And what did he say?
若不是从天上赐的。
He said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given him
from heaven.
Because John came to this land to serve Christ. Now that when people are actually before Christ, of course he is
joyful.
So then he says that he who has the bride is the bridegroom.
新郎的朋友站着,听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐。
Then he said, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly.
然后约翰说,我这喜乐就满足了。
And then John said, so this joy of mine has been made full.
一个侍奉主的人什么时候喜乐满足?
When would someone who is serving Christ to have this fully joy?
不是我得了什么祝福,所以我喜乐满足。
I hope that is not because you have received your blessing, so now that
you're joyful.
If you pay attention to Bible and then you understand the definition of joy,
喜乐永远跟神的旨意发生关系,
and then you will see that joy has always has a relationship with God.
喜乐跟神旨意成就发生关系,
and then one will be joyful when the purpose of God is served.
因为这个喜乐是耶稣基督的喜乐,
and because this joy is from Christ.
只有这个喜乐, 没有人可以夺去,
and only this joy cannot be taken away by anything.
许多的时候我们蒙一点福, 得一点恩, 我们喜乐,
and a lot of times when we receive blessings, we became joyful.
这个也是神的旨意, 所以我们也的确喜乐,
and because this is from the purpose of God, so this is a true joy.
但是圣经里头有一个极大的喜乐要赐给我们,
but then in the Bible, there's this great joy that we could proclaim.
是要神的儿女认识这一个愿意顺服基督,
and this joy came from the being disciplined to
成就神在教会中的旨意, 他们就有极大的喜乐,
and when you serve his purpose in his household, then you will receive this great joy.
四喜约翰, 他把所有的人都引到主面前,
so now John the Baptist has brought all the others to Christ,
让耶稣基督带来一个新的时代,
and then now he has introduced this new age for Christ.
所有他的门徒都到主的那里去,
so now that all John's disciples has become Jesus' disciples,
门徒 跟随耶稣,
and all the disciples has become Christ's disciples.
最后都要问耶稣, 主啊, 你住在哪里?
And then they all ask Jesus, where do you live?
主耶稣要回答这样子的每一个门徒,
and Jesus is willing to answer each one of these disciples.
你来看,
and he says, come and you will see.
今天这个呼召仍然在这里,
so today the calling is still here.
愿意成为长大的儿女,
and if you're willing to be the mature sons and daughters,
愿意成为神心目中的儿女,
and if you're willing to be his children,
你不但只要来教会聚会,
and not only you have to come and gather,
你要在日常的生活中学习与基督同住,
but you also need to learn to abide with him through your daily life.
我们在同住的里头认识怎样侍奉他,
because it is through our living we will learn how to serve him.
请我们读加拉太书4章22节,
let's
Galatians chapter 4:22.
Galatians chapter 4:22.
<clears throat> 加拉太书4章22节.
Galatians chapter 4:22.
因为律法上记着亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是使女生的，一个是自主自妇人生的。我们读28节。弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样。31节。弟兄们，这样看来，我们不是使女的儿女，乃是自主妇人的儿女了。
And through his purpose, God has now given us his son.
今天所有因信进入神的家中的都是神的儿女。
So that now everyone who is who believe can come into his household and be called his children.
早上有七位的弟兄姊妹受浸归在主的名下。
This morning, 7 brothers and sisters has baptized in his name to become a brother and sister.
每个都是信耶稣。
For every one of them believe in Christ, and so they become his children.
他们不是信仆人,
For they did not believe in a servant.
他们不是做仆人教导的事情来成为神的儿女。
And they did not do the work of a servant to become a children.
我们所有在神家中的服事都是要引人归主。
For all the service that we do in his household should be bringing others to Christ.
叫人认识基督是教会的头，教会的主。
So that we know that Christ is the head and the Lord of a church.
但是仆人也非常重要。
But the servants are all also important.
所以我们知道基督徒有双重的身份。
So then we should now recognize that there's two aspects in a Christian's life.
我们愿意，我们是神的儿女。
For that, on one hand, we are the children of God.
但是到有一天，我们慢慢成熟，我们也愿意做神的奴仆。
So one day, when you become more mature, you are willing to be a servant as well.
奴仆和儿女都在神的家中一起侍奉。
For the servant and the children are serving together in this household.
这个叫做同住的侍奉。
For this is the cooperation consecration of the saints.
马太福音11章
In Matthew chapter 11
我们弟兄的翻译越来越进步 感谢主 叫许多神的儿女愿意起来侍奉
Praise the Lord, a lot of people are willing to serve in this household
服侍主的人需要别人为我们代祷
For the people who serve needs the watchman to pray for them
仆人 没有那么刚强,
For the servants are weak.
仆人的恩赐常常不够用,
and the servants might not have enough power of their own.
但是我们甘愿服侍主的人,
but for the people that are willing to serve,
在我们学习侍奉的里头, 我们就得着能力,
and in the learning of servicing, we will receive more power.
当我开始学翻译的时候,
when I first started to learn to translate,
我一直翻译一直摇头,
when I translate, I would always shake my head.
我的弟兄从来不摇头
But
感谢主 弟兄在这方面的恩赐比我好
So praise the Lord I don't shake my head when I translate
你知道我摇头摇了多久
And do you know how long I have been shaking my head when I translate
我摇了足足两年
I have constantly shaken my head for 2 years
因为我对自己非常不满意
Because I was never satisfied with my work
因为我自觉心太重
Because I am very conscious of my work.
我常常还要表现得好一点。
For I always want to improve.
但是有一天人家就告诉我了。
But then one day someone approached me and said,
哎呀，你一直眉头皱皱的在摇头。
And he said, when you are on the stage, when you're shaking your head,
人家讲的那么喜乐的事情，你怎么一直在摇头？
When your brother is preaching a very joyful matter, why are you shaking your head and looking sad?
他说你好影响讲台哦。
And he said, when you do this, you're influencing us.
哎呀，我就真的要回转到主的面前。
So then I repented to Christ.
主啊，我不晓得怎样侍奉你。
And I said, Christ, I do not know how to serve you.
但是只要我们的心是对的。
But now if your mindset is correct.
保持跟主的关系是对的。
And if you keep this correct relationship with Christ.
主的生命就是侍奉的能力。
Then Christ's life will give you this power to serve.
慢慢到今天我的英文还不怎么样。
And even though today my English is still not all that.
但是起码我不会再摇头。
But at least I won't shake my head.
我愿意我不影响讲台。
So that I will not want to influence you in a bad way.
但是当有一天弟兄姊妹看见我讲到的时候。
But one day if you see me when I'm preaching.
怎么眉头皱皱的呢?
And why do you have a long face?
可能我又受弟兄姊妹的光景影响了。
And maybe I'm affected once more by everyone's condition.
可能有些人在打瞌睡。
Maybe you are not paying attention.
可能有些人进进出出在忙碌。
Or maybe you're coming back and forth into the room.
哎呀, 很受人的情形的反应来影响我们服事的光景。
And did you know that we are greatly affected by your condition as well?
感谢主, 我们要学习, 不看一人只看耶稣。
So praise the Lord, we should not focus on every one of us, but we should only focus on Christ.
没有一个人能负我们的责任。
Because no one could take the responsibility. No one could take the responsibility of our life.
主住在我里面,
but only Christ who abides in us could take this responsibility.
马太福音11章11到15节,
Matthew chapter 11, 11 to 15.
我实在告诉你们
Truly, you,
凡妇人所生的
woman,
没有一个兴起来大过自己约翰的然而天国里最小的比他还大从自己约翰的时候到如今天国是努力进入的努力的人就得着了因为众先知和律法说预言到约翰为止你们若肯领受这人就是那应当来的以利亚有耳可听的就应当听我们来到主的面前不是讲道的人很重要
for all when we come to Christ it is not the preacher who is important
这里说是听的人很重要
it says here that it is the people who hear that are important
服侍主的人盼望愿意讲主的话
for the people that serve they want to speak God's word
但是如果有人讲主的话还是需要有人有耳朵来听
But then we need more than just someone who speaks God's words but someone who is willing to hear
听了之后接到自己的心里头
Now that after you hear if you take it into your heart
实在影响我们的生活跟我们的侍奉
Then slowly your life and your service will be changed
在基督教的国家里面
In a Christian country
许多人习惯礼拜天到聚会
It is now become a tradition that people will go to church on a Sunday.
听道变成美国人的一个文化。
And to hear to preachings has become a culture of the American.
但是许多人听完道没有影响他们的生活。
But a lot of people after the message, their life's not changed.
所以幼稚的还是幼稚。
So that now the people that are novice are still novice.
不义的还是不义。
And the people that are unrighteous are still unrighteous.
弄诡诈的还是弄诡诈。
And the people that are deceiving are still deceiving.
感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
有些是公义的还是公义。
The people that are righteous are still righteous.
所以主一直要得着我们在他面前的真实的光景。
So God wants us to show the reality in our conditions.
但愿我们去聚会是因为我们想遇见主。
So I hope that you come here because you want to meet Christ.
让主的生命改变我们的生活跟侍奉。
So that our daily life could be changed according to His will.
耶稣基督肯定了施洗约翰。
For Christ has verified John the Baptist.
约翰是一个最大的仆人。
Because John is now the greatest servant of all.
主耶稣的话说
And Jesus said,
凡妇人所生的没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的。
Among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist.
这个妇人是说到加拉太书的我们刚才念的那个妇人。
And then this woman is the woman who speaks in the Galatians when he talked about the two sons.
只是一个奴仆的使女的仆人，妇人。
And this woman is only a bond woman.
只有一个是应许生的，那就是基督。
And there is only one that came through the promise, who is the Son of God.
使女生的妇，那个使女那个妇人，在没有一个使女的妇人兴起来大过。施洗约翰的。
For among those born of the bond woman, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist.
但是当我们接受了基督在我们的里面。
But now that we have received Christ's life in us,
主耶稣就明说了，在天国里头最小的比他还大。
Then now Jesus tells us clearly that the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist.
我们就很清楚的知道。
So here, we should clearly see this.
今天所有愿意在神家中侍奉的人都是最卑微的人。
That whoever in his household is willing to serve has become the smallest of all.
弟兄姊妹，我们尊重神的仆人是因为他们卑微。
Brothers and sisters, we respect the servants of God because they are the smallest among us.
如果他们不卑微的话，
And if they are not humbled,
他们要向他们的主负责任。
If they are not humble, then become the smallest.
但是如果我们是正常神的儿女，
But now if we are the children,
我们仍然尊重神的仆人。
Then we shall respect the servants of God.
弟兄姊妹，领会我的话。
So brother and sister, I hope you understand what I'm
saying. 因为我们盼望仆人是正常的神的仆人。
Because we want the servants to be the right servants.
神的儿女是正常的神的儿女。
And we ask that the children of God are the children of God.
神的仆人应该在主面前有侍奉的蓝图。
The servants should have a blueprint of servicing.
怎样侍奉是他们的责任，不是儿女的责任。
And how they service is their responsibilities.
儿女有许许多多的众教会的学习，许多书报的教导。
For the children, has a lot of learning to do.
但是要小心不能让这些成为教会的另外一条路。
But I hope that this will not lead us astray into another path.
这个是责任的问题。
Because this is now responsibility.
神的仆人蒙召在主面前侍奉。
For the servants are called up on to do his service.
他们的目的是要行神的旨意在教会的当中。
And the purpose is to proclaim God's will in the church.
神的儿女是被圣灵生在神的家中。
For the children of God is born from the Holy Spirit.
他们的责任是生养众多。
And their responsibility is to populate.
然后仆人也要牧养神的儿女。
So that now the servant could serve this population.
我们不能让不同的侍奉的方法来叫教会有分裂。
So I hope that we will not have a distinguished separation in church because of the different methods of serving.
在教会里头学习多负责任的弟兄们。
I hope that there is more that is willing to learn and serve.
更需要注重这件事。
For the servants, they will pay even more attention to this matter.
除非我们也有一个招，是从神那里得着一个蓝图，我们也要建造教会。
Except if you receive this special blueprint, otherwise we have to build this church together.
不然，建造的责任不在负责弟兄身上。
Otherwise, this responsibility does not only fall upon the older brother and sister.
负责弟兄们要代表教会神的儿女，顺服神的旨意。
For the leading brothers and sisters are supposed to help us discipline and to follow this will.
顺服神旨意的弟兄们。
For the brothers that follow his will.
他们是值得全教会尊重的人。
And they are the people that are worthy to be respected by the peers.
若有人不顺服神的旨意。
But if that person is not willing to follow his will.
我们仍然要彼此相爱。
But I hope that we will still love each one another.
因为我们不是不知道仇敌的诡计。
Because we know that the enemy is strong.
那一天主耶稣肯定了他一个仆人叫施洗约翰。
So that one day Jesus has verified his servant who is John the Baptist.
没有一个仆人比施洗约翰还大的。
For he said there is no one who is greater than John the Baptist.
但是天国里头最小的比他还大。
Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
所以我们往下读约翰福音一章五十节。
John 1:50。
我们在神的家中一起来学习侍奉。
He says the disciples will witness the Son's consecration.
我们要照着主的轨道在走。
And we shall walk the path of Christ.
我们要知道每一个人在主面前都有一个正确的位置。
For we know that each one of us has a special position in Christ.
约翰福音一章五十节。
John 1:50。
耶稣对他说：“因为我说，在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。信徒将要看见神儿子的侍奉。
For the disciples will witness the Son's consecration.”
当我们在开始的时候，我们只是知道耶稣那么好，我们信他。
And in the beginning, we only knew that Christ was great.
我们得着耶稣赦罪之恩，我们信他。
And then it is through His redemption we believe in.
我们知道耶稣为我钉了十字架，受了那么多苦，我们信他。
And we know that Jesus died for us on the cross. That's why we believe in Him.
只要我们信他。
But now, if we believe Him,
主耶稣说你们将要看见更大的事。
Then Jesus says that you will see greater things than this.
那换句话说，我们不信他，我们就不认识更大的启示。
Now in other words, if you do not know Christ, then you will not see greater things.
如果耶稣只是一个过去的人，那跟我们就没什么太大的关系。
And if Jesus is simply a person who has passed, then there is no relationship with us.
信徒将要看见神儿子的侍奉。
He said the disciples will witness the Son's consecration.
这个是约翰一章告诉我们。
And this is what John chapter 1 is proclaiming.
我们读约翰福音五章二十节。
And let's go to John chapter 5:20.
父爱子将自己所做的一切事指给他看，还要将比这更大的事指给他看。叫你们稀奇。那天主耶稣是对着选民犹太人说的一些话。
At that day, God is talking to the Jews.
他说了许多。
And he has talked a lot.
Because
he is willing to tell his people what his work is.
主耶稣就宣告父爱子将自己所做的一切事指给他看。
So here Jesus said, For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing.
只有儿子认识父神的心意，然后父神在做什么。
For only the Son knows the Father's work.
那主耶稣说，我知道。
So Jesus said, Yes, I know.
我看见了。
For I have seen this.
然后主耶稣再告诉一件事。
Then Jesus goes on and say this.
他说父还要把更大的事指给我看。
And the Father will show him greater works than this.
叫你们稀奇。
So that you will marvel.
为了这节圣经, 我俯伏在主面前许久。
It is through these words that I am humble myself before Christ.
直到有一天我发现原来这个更大的事是说到主耶稣为我们钉十字架。
Then slowly I understood that the greater work is Christ dying on the cross.
父爱子,
For the Father loves the Son.
所以子来到地上可以医治人赦免人的罪。
So that the Son comes to this land to heal and to forgive our sins.
他赶走鬼魔释放一切被掳的人。
For he has departed the demons and released of
us. 他开瞎子的眼睛叫
And he opened up the eyes of the blind, and then he made the cripples walk.
因为父爱子将一切他所做的事指给他看。
Because the Father loves the Son, so that the Father shows his Son all of his works.
神的儿子看见了，他就去做了，就有神迹奇事发生。
So that now the Son has seen his work, and he has do his work, so that's why we have all these amazing things.
但是主耶稣说，还有更大的事父要指给我看。
But then Jesus goes on and says that the Father will show him greater works than this.
因为父亲爱我,
because the Father loves the Son.
没有想到我们这些人都要稀奇这件事情。
So that we could see their work and we will be marveled.
我们的父神竟然指了一条十字架的路在我们的基督面前。
Because the Father has pointed the path of the cross for his own Son.
犹太人要捧基督做王。
For the Jews want to proclaim Christ as King.
基督却要为全人类钉十字架,
but Christ is walking the path to die for everyone on the cross.
叫犹太人看见稀奇,
so that the Jews will see and be marveled.
今天有许多犹太人还在稀奇,
and even till today, a lot of people are still marveling.
他们信不过来,
but they do not believe.
有些犹太人已经信了,
for some are willing to believe.
无论信的不信的, 仍然稀奇,
but doesn't matter if you believe it or not, you will be marveled.
因为我们到底是怎样的人?
Because it doesn't matter who you are.
神要差遣他的爱子来为我们钉十字架。
So who are we such that God will send his only son to die for us on the
cross? 父爱子,
for the Father loves the Son.
把更大的事指给他看,
and the Father will show him greater works than this.
耶稣基督看见了就行在其中。
So now Christ has seen the path and he is willing to
walk the path.
So now Christ is disciplined to his death.
他死的时候他仍然知道父爱子。
For the moment that he dies, he still knows that the Father loves him.
神儿子的侍奉就好像一个最大仆人的侍奉。
For the work, the consecration of Christ is the greatest consecration of all.
他成就了父神的旨意。
Because now his consecration has fulfilled the
purpose. 约翰福音14章,
John chapter 14,
12节, 我实实在在地告诉你们,
truly, truly,
我所做的事,
he who believes
in me, the work that I do,
信我的人也要做,
he will do also, 并且要做比这更大的事,
因为我往父那里去,
神的儿子成就了神的旨意,
God's Son has fulfilled his Father's purpose.
他在他成就神旨意之前, 他就告诉我们,
And before he fulfilled his purpose, he told us this.
我实实在在告诉你,
he says, truly, truly, I say to you,
这些事到底是什么样的人?
And what is this work that I do?
现在主耶稣的对象是他的门徒。
Now that Christ is talking to his disciples.
他说我所做的事信我的人也要做。
And he says, the work that I do, he will do also.
今天在神的儿女当中我们都找到信心。
So now that I hope that all the children have this faith.
主耶稣做的我们也要做。
For what Jesus has done, we have to do.
主耶稣行过的路我们也要行。
The path that he has walked, we have to walk.
但是这里有一件更稀奇的话。
But here, there is another deed that is more amazing.
主耶稣说并且要做比这更大的事。
For Christ has said that we have to do even greater works.
因为我往父那里去。
Because I go to the Father.
到底什么叫更大的事?
So what is this greater work?
主耶稣要他的儿女们做什么事情是更大的事?
And what does Christ want his children to do this greater work?
这个就是我们接着要讲的事。
So this greater work is the topic that we're going to talk about later.
我们简单的结论一下。
But then just to give you a simply some summary.
仆人的侍奉是引人归基督。
For the consecration of the servant is to bring others to Christ.
神儿女的侍奉是与主同住的侍奉。
And the consecration of the sons is to abide with God.
当我们学习与神同行同住。
So now that if we learn how to walk together and live together,
主就要差遣我们做更大的事。
Then God will send us to do even greater work.
那个就是基督身体的侍奉。
Which is this consecration of life.
也是教会今天在主面前领受的旨意。
And which is also the purpose that the church has given.
盼望主在我们当中找到有信心的人。
So I hope that God will find all the faithful among us.
要每一个信心都能够在真实中顺服中来认识他。
So that all the ones will through faith and being disciplined.
我们从来不叫人顺服人。
We never ask you to believe in a man.
我们永远叫人顺服基督。
And we always ask you to believe in Christ.
我们真实顺服基督。
And if you truly follow Christ,
我们先学会天天与主同行，与主同住。
Then the first thing you need to learn is to walk together and live together with Christ.
有许多的事都在纷争的里面。
A lot of things are in separation.
这个人那个人有不同的感觉。
For this person and that person will have different feelings.
这个人有那个人有不同的看法。
And this person and that person will have a different point of view.
没有一件事情成就神的旨意。
For none of the things satisfy God.
今天我们不争人的意见。
For today, we no longer should discuss among men's opinion.
要争争一件事。
And there is only one thing that we have to discuss.
为自己的灵魂，为自己的家人争这件事。
And there is only one thing that for our family and for our spirit we have to fight for.
我要争取与主同行，与主同住。
For I want to fight for this walking and living together with God.
因为神要呼召他的身体。进入他更大的侍奉。
Because God is now calling upon his body to do this greater work.
请我们再唱152首。
Hymn 152.